Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest, the only word I can use, has the most ferocious faith for miracles that you've ever seen. Let me give you an example. She goes to an AIDS hospice. That's where people are going to die from AIDS. She goes in a room where they have hours to live. She lays her hand on the first AIDS patient. Hours to live now. This guy jumps up out of the bed and walks out. The nurse comes back and said, "Where'd he go?" Becky, you do not look so ferocious, but I've got you. She is, but I've got to find out how it happened. How did you get from being normal to being normal according to the Bible?
Well, see, it started out with a personal deep desire in my heart and a prayer one day. I saw that the prophets and the disciples had a different level of faith than I had. They had a different level of intimacy with God that caused them to walk in naturally in the supernatural. Now, I saw miracles happening in my life, but they were sporadic. But what I saw with the prophets and the disciples in God's word was it was a lifestyle. And I said, "Holy Spirit, teach me how to have this type of an intimate relationship with you that they have, and teach me how to walk in the power of your Spirit like they did." That's how it started.
You were at a conference in Nigeria, and that's really where God got a hold of you.
Tell me about it. It was about 16 years ago, and I went to Nigeria for 1 week with three other people, and we were holding together a healing conference. And that night when I got to my hotel room, I was asking, "I need to know what's going on here, because I can't stop weeping." And he told me, he said, "When you get back to Guatemala, when you get home there, I want you to start studying healing, and I don't want you to study anything else until I tell you to. It's now time for this part of your ministry," meaning healing, "to start." And so I obeyed him. I got home and I started reading the scriptures from Genesis all the way through Revelation. And everything I saw about healing, I had a notebook with me and I had my Bible, and I'd write to the Holy Spirit. I'd put the date on it, the day and the time where I was, and I'd say, "Dear Holy Spirit, teach me." And he would reveal things to me that I hadn't seen, even though I was studying it. And it ended up being a 2-year study for that part. Then he had me go on a 40-day fast. And I'll be honest with you, I had never gone on a 40-day fast. 3-day fast, and I thought they were hard. But a 40-day fast, and it was a strict fast. It was water.
Water just for 40 days?
Yes. So at the same time I'm going on this 40-day fast, he instructs me to read from Genesis through Revelation. And so I finished this fast, and it was a glorious fast. I mean, it was hard on the flesh, I'll be honest with you. But I obeyed, because I tell you what, no matter how hard it was physically, the supernatural side of it was glorious. And then, you know, he gave me a time of rest, and he said, "Do it again."
Three times in 1 year? 40-day fast?
Yes.
Studying the scriptures for 2 years. So when it was over, she went to an AIDS hospice where they were dying. Hours to live. You went into one room. What happened?
Yeah, I walked into the AIDS hospice one afternoon, and I said to the nurse, I said, "Hi, Luis, how is everybody doing?" Obviously, this is all in Spanish, but I said, "How is everybody doing?" And he said, "Sister Becky, they're not doing well today." And I said, "What's wrong? I mean, I'm in an AIDS hospice. Everything's going wrong." And I'm thinking, "What's wrong now?" And he said, "In this room over here, there's two men, and they'll be gone within 2 hours. You need to go pray with them, Sister Becky." And I said, "Okay." And I knew in my spirit that what he was requesting of me, he didn't believe anything was going to happen. But you know what? That didn't matter. I was on an assignment with God, with the Holy Spirit. And so he walked me into this room, and there was these two single beds, one man in this bed and the other man in that bed. They were both in comas. Their eyes were fixed on the ceiling. And so I go over to the first bed, and I'm looking down in the man's eyes, and they're fixed on the ceiling. And I said to him, I said, "Hi, my name's Becky, and I'm a missionary, and I believe in healing." And some people think that's odd that I would talk to them, but I have learned that the spirit does not go into a coma, only the physical body does. I read two scriptures to the man. I read from Isaiah 53:4-5 that says that by his stripes we are healed. And then I went into Galatians 3:13, where it talks about Jesus becoming the curse, you know, to undo the curse. You know, that took me maybe, what, 3 minutes? And I said, "I'm going to pray for you now." And I saw the man's eye twitch. And I said, "I just saw your eye twitch. I'm going to take that as you're saying yes." So I laid my hands on him. And this is what I teach people. I teach them how to do this. And I said, "In Jesus' name, I renounce the spirit of death. And I release the spirit of life. I renounce the HIV and every other disease that's killing your body right now. In Jesus' name, be healed." And you know what happened? Do you want to know what happened?
Of course I do. I even know what happened.
The man instantly jumped out of his bed, and he was jumping up and down. And in Spanish, he's saying, "I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed."
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
The supernatural knows no bounds. And now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural breakthrough anytime, anyplace. ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
I love that I can watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
My workouts are out of the box, and so are my ISN podcasts.
Download the free ISN app today.
Becky was telling me about a healing where a woman was almost ready to give up. She was crying, really, from her heart, from her mouth. "When, God? When are you going to heal me?" Tell me about that.
We were in a place called Cabon, Guatemala. It's over by the Caribbean side of Guatemala. And we were holding a healing conference or crusade outdoor. And all these people came from all over. We must have had like 2,000 people or so out there. And I had taught them about the redemptive blood of Jesus and what he did for them so they could be healed. And they lead me down these steps, and right in front of me is a woman sitting in a wheelchair. I don't remember how long she had been there, but it had been years. And she was married, and she was bitter, and she was angry at everybody, her husband, everybody. And she was just plain nasty in her response to everybody. But who she was really mad at was God, because everybody told her this was from God. And so she thought that God was withholding her healing. She was in a wheelchair. She had some kind of an accident. And from the waist down, she was She was paralyzed. And I got there, and I went to go lay my hand on her. And, you know, there's mics and everything. And all of a sudden, this woman screams out, and she cries out, "When? God, when?" I mean, as loud as she could. And it stopped everything. And so I got down on my knees and in front of the woman so she could look me in the eye. And I said, number one, this is not of God. Number two, this is of Satan. Number three, don't worry because I know I have authority over him and his wicked works. Number four, by the time this meeting ends, you are going to walk out of here on your own. And I laid my hand on her. And she let out this big scream and went out under the power of the Holy Spirit.
Excuse me. When you said that to her, did you have a vision? Did you have a word from God? Or was that just raw faith speaking?
It was raw faith, and I know that he will show himself strong because he loves those people. It was glorious. I mean, the presence of God just went through that place, and the people were healed astoundingly. And that woman in the wheelchair, when she came up, when she woke up from the power of the Holy Spirit, she got up and she walked out of that place on her own.
You know, because of that 2-year study, because of fasting 3 times 40 days in 1 year,
yes,
you got revelation from God that any believer can operate under. Share one gem. You said the first thing that God was teaching you was authority, but you had a teaching for me from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 28 on authority. Explain that.
God gave me a vision, and I saw this gigantic microscope, and he's asking me, he's saying, what's on the plate of glass? And before I even could even think of answering him, he said, it's sickness and disease. What is it doing? And before I could answer him, he's giving me the answer. He's saying, it's moving. We have been given dominion over everything that moves on this earth. Hmm. And he says that includes sickness and disease.
You know, Becky, one of the things that I'm really intrigued is we hear about lots of creeds. And the dictionary definition of a creed is an authoritative statement of beliefs and principles which guide the actions of a person or group. Why did you write out a biblical creed on healing?
Well, I had been teaching my kids. I also homeschool my kids. I had been homeschooling my kids. We were doing world history, and we were studying the Apostles' Creed. And so we were learning it and everything, and I heard the voice of God say to me, you need to write a creed about healing. You need to write a healing creed. He said, because my people no longer are being taught about healing. They are sick and dying before their appointed time. They are suffering, and they do not understand that it is my will to heal them. And he said, you write a healing creed. And so I did.
I want you to give an example of operating in a healing creed. This is amazing about this woman who had the broken feet and the thyroid.
There was a woman in Harrisonburg, Virginia, and she came and she heard the teachings that I teach in the healing creed, and her faith arose within her. Now, this woman had numerous issues that needed healing. She had worked in a meat factory, and she dropped a large package of frozen meat on her feet. Ooh. And it broke her bones in her feet. And that was very painful for her. She also had a thyroid condition, a thyroid problem. She had a lump, and she had all kinds of issues because of that. And then she also had a bad heart. She had some type of a heart disease, and the doctors told her that she would have a heart attack. When she got the revelation of that message, her faith arose, and she came forward, and I laid hands on her. And that night, the healing took place in her body. When she woke up, she realized her feet no longer hurt. They had been healed. She was going up and down the steps because she was so excited.
Of course.
And she realized the lump was gone. She went and weighed herself. She lost 4 pounds overnight while she's sleeping. This whole healing is taking place. And she's running up and down the steps. She's so excited. And she realizes, I'm running up and down the steps. That's something she was not able to do because she was so out of breath all the time. And she never had an issue with breathing or with her heart rate or anything again. That's what happens.
I love this healing creed, but listen to this. Becky says to me, just because you get older, just because you have gray hair, doesn't mean you have to have pains in your body, sickness, disease. God has something better for you. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Call now and get Becky Dvorak's brand new powerful book and 3-part audio CD teaching series, The Healing Creed, plus her personalized 5x7 Healing Creed laminated insert. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9456. Becky Dvorak's brand new revelatory book, The Healing Creed, shows you how to believe in, activate, and experience the supernatural demonstration of the Lord's healing power. It includes a blend of practical teaching and powerful first-hand healing testimonies. You will also receive Becky's The Healing Creed, an anointed 3-part audio CD teaching series by Becky Dvorak. It will demonstrate how you can believe in, activate, and experience the supernatural demonstration of Jesus' healing power. It contains 2 of Becky's most anointed teachings, Redeemed for the Curse of the Law and The Truth About Healing. Through this series, you will learn how to apply the blood covenant of Jesus and release miracles into impossible situations. Appropriate the redemptive work provided by the cross over every curse and disease. Activate the healing promises of God and stand firm against sickness. Access the untapped healing power of repentance and forgiveness. Authoritatively pray against sickness with confidence and boldness to release victorious healing. This message is so practical and easy to grasp that children are not only receiving their own healing, but also praying for others to be healed too.
I am seeing people in the United States, as well as other parts of the world, through this teaching, their blind eyes are being opened, the deaf are hearing, the mute are speaking, paralytics are walking in the United States as well. HIV, cancers, diabetes, you name it, are being healed when they hear the truth of healing.
Plus, when you call, while supplies last, you will also receive her handy 5x7 personalized laminated insert, so you will be able to decree and declare the healing creed over yourself wherever you go. Don't miss out on getting Becky Dvorak's brand new powerful book and 3-part audio CD teaching series, The Healing Creed, plus her personalized 5x7 Healing Creed laminated insert. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9456. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9456 or log on to Sid Roth. Call or write today.
Now, Becky, does someone's body have to fall apart just because they're getting older?
No, they don't. Yes, we're going to get older. We're not going to stop that. But we don't have to get old and decrepit and crippled and lose our memories and everything. We don't have to do that. The Bible tells us that those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and they will not be weary, right? They will walk and they will not faint. And I choose to believe, it's my choice, I choose to believe that God will keep me from falling apart if I will do what His Word tells me to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm on your team.
Amen.
How about you? Now,
amen.
I am fascinated with this 11-year-old boy that did not walk normal. He walked on all fours.
Yes, there was a boy, and his name was Siparoni, and this was in the Maasai land in northern Tanzania. One of the evangelist came up and asked us, would we go to his village? Because there was this boy who could not walk. Something was very wrong with him, and would we take the time? We were all really, really tired, but I've learned if you will listen to God and his invitation like that, you're in for a real blessing. And so I said, you know, I looked at him, I said, of course we'll go. So they drove us out, you know, in the bush, and we got out of there, and the sun was setting, and you could feel the evil presence when you got out of that vehicle. And then out of the corner of my eye, I saw this boy. He was an 11-year-old boy, and he crawled on all fours. He did everything like an animal did. As soon as I reached out and touched the boy, he just started rolling and thrashing. Hmm. I said, Holy Spirit, what happened to this boy? Show me. And so I closed my eyes, because I'm a seer. I closed my eyes, and the Lord started taking me down this pathway. And we went through a field, and I started with an interpreter asking him, did this happen? Did this happen? And he would stop rolling around and he'd say, deal, which meant yes. And we came in this vision. I came up to a wooden hut. Now, they're not wooden. They're made out of cow dung and all of that. But so a wooden hut was somebody more prosperous, like a witch doctor. And I saw my hand on this door, and my hand went to push the door open, and I heard and I felt the Holy Spirit whisper in my ear, secret things. And so I pushed the door open, and I saw this boy all wrapped up in black, and he was all tied up. And I knew that he had suffered great abuse under the witch doctor and these warriors that were following me and mocking me. And I asked the boy through the interpreter, did this happen? And he said, yes, yes. He kept saying yes, yes, but he kept rolling around. So we go lay hands on this boy. There was something wrong with him, but it was trying to kill him is what it was trying to do, and it was manifesting in that manner. And so I renounced the spirit of death, and I released the power of the Holy Spirit into this boy. And I said, in Jesus' name, you will walk in Jesus' name. But, you know, it doesn't matter how desperate the situation is. God is able and he's willing. And he looked at us, you know, through the interpreter and said, I am so tired. I need to sleep. And all the pastors are like going, oh, and I say, don't worry about it. God will complete what he started here. So I said, put him on the chair. So he went on the chair. And we had to go and minister for like 3 hours someplace else. And when we came back, you know, everything's gated because of the lions and everything out there. Mm-hmm. And so we pulled up in the safari vehicle, and we're on a hill so we could see over the fence. And I was sitting in the front, and I said, who is that? Who is that? And everybody's trying to figure out who it is. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh, my. That's him. And I jumped out of the car, you know, like in the movies, and we went running to each other. We were jumping up and down. And that boy said this. When I laid hands on him, he became so tired, he had to go to sleep. He went into a deep sleep. And then he woke up a few hours later and just got out of the chair and walked.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something. This whole time, God's been speaking to me about people that are being healed of so many conditions. I'm telling you that it's no longer when God.
No.
No longer. No. You see, it happened, past tense, 2,000 years ago, by his stripes. You were healed.
Absolutely.
And anyone with a back problem, even studio audience, neck problem, you just stand up and bend over. You move your head like this. Mm-hmm. All pains are gone in your body in Jesus' name. When Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. In the original language, this is what it meant. Paid in full.
Amen.
Have you ever asked these questions? Why aren't my prayers for healing being answered? Is it God's will to heal all the time? How do I activate the healing promises of God in my life and in my ministry to others? As a healing evangelist, Becky Dvorak has seen many healed all over the world, and she has taught ordinary believers how to pray for the sick and see them healed, delivered, and saved. Now she wants to mentor you.
As a healing evangelist, I travel around to many churches, and I have never seen the church so sick as she is today. And people no longer have a foundation to believe in for their healing.
Call now and get Becky Dvorak's brand new powerful book and three-part audio CD teaching series, The Healing Creed, plus her personalized 5x7 Healing Creed laminated insert. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9456. Becky Dvorak's brand new revelatory book, The Healing Creed, shows you how to believe in, activate, and experience the supernatural demonstration of the Lord's healing power. It includes a blend of practical teaching and powerful firsthand healing testimonies. You will also receive Becky's The Healing Creed, an anointed three-part audio CD teaching series by Becky Dvorak. It will demonstrate how you can believe in, activate, and experience the supernatural demonstration of Jesus' healing power. It contains two of Becky's most anointed teachings, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law and The Truth About Healing. Through this series, you will learn how to apply the blood covenant of Jesus and release miracles into impossible situations. Appropriate the redemptive work provided by the cross over every curse and disease. Activate the healing promises of God and stand firm against sickness. Access the untapped healing power of repentance and forgiveness. Authoritatively pray against sickness with confidence and boldness to release victorious healing. This message is so practical and easy to grasp that children are not only receiving their own healing, but also praying for others to be healed too.
I am seeing people in the United States, as well as other parts of the world, through this teaching. Their blind eyes are being opened, the deaf are hearing, the mute are speaking, paralytics are walking in the United States as well. HIV, cancers, diabetes, you name it, are being healed when they hear the truth of healing.
Plus, when you call, while supplies last, you will also receive her handy 5x7 personalized laminated insert, so you will be able to decree and declare the healing creed over yourself wherever you go.
Let me tell you something. Once you grab this in your spirit, it'll make you so much easier to grab hold of healing. And an added bonus, this was my idea, the healing creed on a laminated insert. I want you to put it in any book you have or any Bible you have and read it every day, because that's what you're going to live on from now on.
Don't miss out on getting Becky Dvorak's brand new powerful book and three-part audio CD teaching series, The Healing Creed, plus her personalized 5x7 Healing Creed laminated insert. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9456. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9456 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. Most believers do not know this, but the recent presidential election was designed by the evil one to destroy many of your destinies.